during the Earth's history, maybe five times, mass extinctions have taken place caused by natural phenomena. The last one was at the end of the Cretaceous period, about 65 million years ago. You have said we're facing a sixth mass extinction. Why do you believe that?
Well, the reduction in habitat all over the world, not only by cutting tropical rainforests, but by urban sprawl, by cutting temperate forests, by many other factors having to do with human population growth and affluence, consumption, are reducing the places that animals and plants can live. And when we look at the relationship between what's going to be left and how many species there are in it, we come pretty clearly to that conclusion.
Conservation biologists estimate at least one species becomes extinct each day. How does that rate compare to background extinction, the kind of extinction that naturally occurs as life on Earth evolves?
If you look at historical rates of extinction of birds and mammals, which we can measure over the last, say, 300 years, you find that extinction is running at about 100 or a couple of hundred times the rate at which species were lasting over the last 65 million years. You can follow them when they come and go in the fossil record. And then if you add to that the destruction of habitats, the pollution, urban sprawl, and all the other things that are going on in the world, you can easily project that accelerating to 1,000 times and then 10,000 times the normal rate of extinction that the world has been used to, so to speak, over the last 65 million years.
Why do you think those causes are directly responsible for extinctions?
Species need room. Over the last 50 years, the human population has grown from 2.5 billion to 6 billion. About a third of the forests that were around 50 years ago have been cut. The characteristics of the atmosphere have been changed radically. In other words, human beings are changing the world much more rapidly than they have done at any past time. That going on is what's moving the progression forward so rapidly. We estimate up to about a quarter of the species on Earth may be extinct or on the way to extinction within the next 25 years. And by the end of the next century, fully two-thirds of the species on Earth may be either extinct or on the way to extinction. Two-thirds of all the species on land being extinct by that time is equivalent, as far as we can tell by what the fossils tell us, to what happened at the end of the Cretaceous period. Only in this case, the extinction is driven by one species alone, ourselves and our activities.
Let's say the people of the world appoint you biology czar. What would you decide needs to be done to slow down or prevent the sixth mass extinction?
Well, we need to look at all the factors that are limiting life on Earth. In other words, we need to look at all the factors that attack living systems, whether they're pollution or urban sprawl or spreading agriculture or simply more demands on natural systems. In a place like the United States, where we live at 30 or 40 times the amount of energy and substance per capita that people do in the rest of the world, we can make a huge difference by the choices we make to live more conservative lives, to waste less, to take the bicycle instead of the car to work, and so forth. We can make a big difference by engaging in the political process. We can make a big difference by caring about organizations that support the environment. There are lots of things we can do to make our community or our state or our country better than it would have been otherwise in terms of its diversity, its beauty, its interests, and its health as we go forward into the future. And the world that we'll leave to pass on to our children and grandchildren, in a very real sense, is going to depend on those choices that we do make.